Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Orla. This entire perek has been about bittul of isur, things that might be usur because something fell into them, and so really it's a doubt of whether it is usur or not. And so we conclude our perek, and in fact Maseches Orla, with a discussion about purchasing produce that might be usur. And in our Mishnah, we will be discussing things that might be usur because of three different isurim. The isur of Orla that we've been talking about the whole Masechet, the isur of Kalei Kerem that we've referenced several times and we talked about back in Maseches Kilayim, and the isur of Chadash. We've mentioned the isur of Chadash also in passing. The isur of Chadash is that that we bring a Karban HaOmer every year on the second day of Pesach. That Karban HaOmer permits the eating of the new grain. But any grain that grows after that carbon is brought is not able to be eaten until the following Pesach, when the new carbon homer is brought. So once the carbon homer is brought, anything that is already grown is permitted, and anything that is not yet grown will be permitted a year from now at the next carbon homer. Nowadays, there's no Karban HaOmer. It is the day of the second day of Pesach that permits Chadash. We did talk more about that in the past, and we will talk more about that again. But these are the three Isurim that our Mishnah is talking about. So, the first case in our Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, Safek HaOrla. If you have a doubt about whether or not something is Orla, the case here is if there is a non-Jew selling fruit outside his orchard. So, of course, you don't know. Maybe it's from Orla trees. And if it is from Orla trees, it would be usur, even if the guy's not Jewish, because we learned that in the first parak, that Orla planted by non-Jews is still fruit. Trees planted by non-Jews are still subject to Orla, and the fruit growing in them in the Orla year are not permitted to eat. So, Be'eretz Yisrael, if this doubt occurs in Eretz Yisrael, if it's in Eretz Yisrael and you walk by this non-Jewish orchard and they're selling fruit, and you're not sure, maybe it's from Orla, usur, it is forbidden to eat fruit, to take that fruit, because it might be from Orla. Orla is usur d'oraisa in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, it's a suffix d'oraisa. And a suffix d'oraisa, we always go l'chumra, and you have to be machmir, and you cannot eat it. Surya, again, was something we've mentioned before. Surya is land captured by David HaMelech, which he added onto Eretz Yisrael, but he had not yet completed the complete kibush of Eretz Yisrael, the complete capture of the land that Hashem promised to the Jewish people. And since the complete capture of the designated land was not complete, the land that David added on never attained full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. However, since it was added on to Eretz Yisrael, it is no longer really considered Chutz La'aretz, and so it's kind of this intermediate. In some ways, we consider it to be like Eretz Yisrael, and in some ways, like Chutz La'aretz. Regarding Orla, it is like Chutz La'aretz, only we're slightly more machmer. So, Besurya Mutter. Surya, if you walk by this orchard and there's a guy selling, a non-Jew selling fruit outside his orchard, and you don't know if it's from Orla or not, and maybe he doesn't even know because he's not particular about what year the trees are from, so then you are permitted to buy the fruits as long as you're still outside the orchard, but you may not enter the orchard to purchase fruit. However, ubechutz la'aretz, but in true Chutz La'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael and outside Surya, yored velokeach. You can even go into the orchard to purchase fruit. Ubilvad shel yirenu locate, as long as you don't see him actually pick it from an orla tree. In other words, as long as it's still a safek. If there is some level of safek, then you are allowed to eat that fruit, even if you're actually in the orchard and you can see that there are orla trees, as long as you have a reasonable doubt that perhaps it's from another tree, that's good enough. So now we switch over to topic number two, which is Kilayin HaKerem. Kilayin HaKerem, and here too, the case is Kerem Natoy Yarek. We have a vineyard that has vegetables planted among the vines. And so, of course, that's usur because of for Kalei Kerem, and it's not only usur ba'achil, it's also usur ba'hana. V'yarek nimkar chutzalo, and there's a non-Jew selling vegetables outside this vineyard in which vegetables are planted. So Be'eretz Yisrael, usur. In Eretz Yisrael, it is absolutely forbidden to buy vegetables from him because there is a possibility that they are klei hakerem, and a klei hakerem in Eretz Yisrael is de'oraisa, and it's a suffik de'oraisa. Suffik de'oraisa, we have to go to chumra, we have to be machmir, and we cannot buy these vegetables unless we know with certainty that they're not from klei hakerem. Ubesurya mutar. In Syria, you are permitted to buy these vegetables, however, only outside the field, outside this vineyard slash field. Ubechutz la'aretz yored v'loket ubevad shel yilkot biyad. In chutz la'aretz, you can even go into the field and pick, meaning really and buy that which was picked, provided that you don't pick it yourself, or see or know that he definitely picked it from this vineyard. In other words, you still have to have some level of suffik in order to be permitted in chutz la'aretz. If it's vadeh, it's still not permitted. The third isser that we talked about, hachadash aser min haTorah b'chol makom. Chadash is aser midaraisa everywhere, in Eretz Yisrael, in Syria, and in chutz la'aretz. And therefore, we always have to be machmir with regard to a suffik chadash. So if there's some possibility that the grain that you are purchasing may be chadash, then you are not allowed to purchase it unless you know for sure that it is not chadash. That is to say, that it is yashan. Now, one quick word about chadash b'zman hazeh in chutz la'aretz. It is very clear and very straightforward from this Mishnah, and in fact from Halacha, that something that you know that is chadash is as usher to be in deraisa, and even if you have a safek, we can see from this Mishnah that we have to be very careful about yashan. So why is it then that nowadays there are people who are careful about eating yashan and people who are not careful about eating yashan? The full detailed answer to this question is way beyond the scope of our conversation. Suffice it to say that there is a shita, there are shitos that rely upon, most people, I would say even, rely upon, that point out that nowadays it is not a suffik. It is not a doubt as to whether or not the grain that we're eating is chadash. It is, in fact, a sfek sveka. It is a double suffik. And because it is a double suffik, it is permitted. There are those who don't rely on that heter, and that is what we say when people, they say they eat yashan. That means they only eat things that are 100% for sure yashan, as opposed to everybody else who relies on things that are very likely not yashan because there is a double suffik involved. As I said, it's a much more complicated issue than I've just described, but I don't feel like we could pass by this suffik chadosh has to be machmir and without at least some understanding of why that doesn't appear to be what everybody in the world does. So anyway, having said that chadosh is asur midaraisa even in chutz la'aretz, so our Mishnah now actually takes a step back and says, by the way, let's clarify, what is the status of Arla and Klai HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz? So we said, Chadash Asur Min HaTorah B'chol Makom. Chadash is Asur even in Chutz La'aretz. V'ha'arla Halacha. Arla is Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai even in Chutz La'aretz. Everywhere in the world. So now we have a question for ourselves. Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai basically means it's a Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. It's not written in the Torah, but it is part of the Torah Sh'bal Peh. And therefore, it is considered a daraisa. So if Arla is a daraisa, even in chutz la'aretz, how come we said that in case of a suffik, in Syria you're allowed to buy it, and in chutz la'aretz you could even go into the orchard? And the answer to that Rishonim explain is that the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of Arla is defined exactly this way, is that in chutz la'aretz, Arla is asur daraisa, but Suffolk Arla is not Asur D'oraisa. Suffolk Arla is permitted in Chutz La'aretz under the conditions that we've described. And finally, Va'kilayim Medivrei Sofrim. Kilaya Kerem is De'rabanan in Chutz La'aretz. And that's why we said in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Machmir, and you cannot buy these vegetables that you see the non-Jew selling unless you know 100% certain there's any doubt that maybe they're Kalei HaKerem. And in Chutz La'aretz, you are allowed to purchase them unless you know without any doubt that they are Kelei Kerem, in which case it's Asur Darbanan, but it's not a Suffolk Darbanan, it's a Vade Darbanan, and of course we have to follow Mitzvos Darbanan. This concludes our study of Maseches Arla, Salik Maseches Arla. Congratulations to all those who concluded Maseches Arla with us. We will now begin, move on to the last Masechet in Seder Zrayim, Maseches Bikurim.